case number 3, 23-127.
Good morning.
Can you please identify yourself one more time for the record?
Lieutenant Weisgerber, Norwalk Police Department. Want to spell my name again? Alright, we got it.
Alright, we got it. Alright, Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant applied for a pistol permit on March 15th, 2022. A background check was conducted through fingerprint submissions, collect, NCIC, NICS, SPCR, all the background checks. No criminal record was found, but doing the Norwalk Police Records Database, 1, 2, 3, 4 case incidents were reviewed by the chief and deputy chief, in which they found the appellant's association over a prolonged period of time with convicted felons and known criminals as recently as up to a year prior to the application. And based on that information, the chief and deputy chief didn't feel they had the confidence in the appellant's ability to safely possess and carry a firearm. And for those reasons, the application was denied.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, how you doing? Everything that's on the paper is from my past. I was young. I've never been convicted, not a felon, never been arrested. I don't even know what a precinct looks like. I feel I didn't do nothing wrong. I said this is all in my past. I've never been arrested.
Okay. So in reviewing the case reports, they do date back to the beginning of 2014, and these are kind of used just to kind of show a prolonged history of associating with known criminals and convicted felons. So in the initial one in May of 2014, the Norwalk Police received a report of a fight in the area of Lexington and Lubrano Place. Officers arrived on scene to investigate, didn't really find a fight going on, interviewed a group that they found in the area, and of the group that were interviewed, I believe there was 5 people interviewed, along with the appellant and 4 others. All 4 of them had criminal convictions. One of them had 4 felony convictions. One of them involving a pistol without a permit. Another one has multiple misdemeanor, and the other one has multiple misdemeanors for that. So that kind of started the review of the reports. And then in October 2014, motor vehicle stop was conducted, in which the appellant was the operator. And during that, the passengers contained in the vehicle were also a convicted felon with 5 felony convictions, robbery second amongst those, with assault third also amongst those. And the other person was motor vehicle convictions, not as major an incident. Then the next incident reviewed was 2017, was a shooting investigation. Again, some of the same individuals from the May of 2014 are involved in this as hanging out and being in a group with the appellant. The 2 of the individuals were shot, struck with rounds along with the appellant. The subsequent investigation was in the area of a community center. I think they're playing basketball at the time. It appears that 2 cars and a group were targeted of all the vehicles in the area. And in the reports issued by the detectives in the case, all three individuals were uncooperative for the most part with the investigation as victims of the shooting. The most recent one, to kind of go along with the pattern here of over a number of years, was in 2021 when the appellant was out for a night with a couple of friends of his or associates or people he knew, and it appeared that two cars were going to go to Bridgeport to a party, then possibly to Waterbury to a party, and somehow during all these incidents a permittee with a firearm somehow had his firearm out, and it was actually taken from, I think, the convicted felon that was with the group. And the investigation was followed up, and it's unclear of if this firearm ended up down a storm drain or actually retained by the convicted felon. It's never been recovered. And it got to the point that the detectives doing the case submitted arrest warrants for the investigation, but they actually were declined by the state's attorney's office. So basically, in the chief and deputy chief reviewing the information concerning the appellant, although some of the initial incidents referred to are 10 years ago, it shows a pattern of kind of with some of the same people 4 to 5 years later, and then as recently as 1 year prior to submitting the application, the incident with the night out and the gun being taken by a convicted felon and never recovered. And it should be noted also that the permittee had his permit revoked as a result of that investigation.
Mr. Appellant, this is your chance to cross-examine the lieutenant, meaning if you have questions for him, you may ask them. You'll have your chance to present your case next,
yes, ma'am.
But do you have any questions for the lieutenant at this time?
They have Gage Schneider on here as an active gang member, and he has his gun license, and he actually just got his permit where he can teach the class. He teaches the class where he gives people their gun permit where they go get the license.
All right, so Mr. Gage applied to us.
Mm-hmm.
He was denied, and the denial was upheld by the board here,
okay,
from Norwalk Police Department.
Okay.
Because I was able to produce video footage of him with Black Mob and 261 gang videos,
okay,
hanging, possessing firearms.
Okay.
So he's then moved out of our jurisdiction. So whoever else he applied to after the fact, we're not aware of and not involved in. So I can't answer as,
okay,
far as how he got his permit,
okay,
after we denied him and the board,
mm-hmm,
upheld the denial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. No, I'm ready to move on.
Does the board have any questions of the lieutenant?
Yes.
Have there been any police interactions with the appellant since 2021?
I believe when I checked, there were not. I think that was the last. Sometimes there might be interactions that would not be like a criminal matter,
mm-hmm,
so we don't really even involve those.
And from what we've seen in the file here of all the cases that you've mentioned, it seems like he's associated with some pretty, or has associated with some pretty bad characters. But he's always there and not charged with anything himself. Is that correct?
Correct.
And some of those interactions with the police and the other people were pretty serious allegations.
Yes.
But he wasn't involved.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Just for no, I don't.
Not your turn.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Does
the board have any other questions?
You mentioned it. Lieutenant, and I think it was in the May of 2014 case, you mentioned in there that one of the individuals or two of the individuals were active gang members at the time?
Yes.
Is that from NORPD keeps a database through of gang members?
Somewhat, yes. Yeah. They're the Special Services Division, which is charged with narcotics, vice, and gang activity, are familiar with the, I would probably call them regional gangs within the city of Norwalk. Some of it's usually set up by housing complex area locations or friends and all that stuff. And at the time, yes, they were identified.
And in the 2021 incident, was the appellant in the vehicle with the permit holder and the felon that, do you recall?
I don't think he was.
He was in the other vehicle?
He might be able to answer that better. I'm pretty sure he might have been in the other vehicle, and that was the two vehicles.
Yep. Sort of remember that case.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
All right, Mr. Appellant, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Half these people on this list, I don't hang with them more. I don't hang with anymore. Right now, I work. I own my own house or apartment. I do community work with Representative Kadeem Roberts. I help him with his campaign work. So I go around him, knocking on doors. I do stuff like that for him on my free time. So all I do is work, go home, and do campaign work with Representative Kadeem Roberts. I'm real good friends with Representative Kadeem Roberts. I said, all this stuff was in my past. I'm 30 now. All this stuff, when I was a teenager, half of it, I just moved on. I'm a new person. I just want to move on with my life. Like I said, I'm not a felon. Never been in jail a day in my life.
Lieutenant, do you have questions for the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
You said you work. What do you do, sir?
Right now, I'm a pool guy. I work in Norwalk, Connecticut. I work for a company called Aquastar Pools. I work at Aquastar Pools. So that's what I do.
And how long have you worked for that?
I've been working for Aquastar Pools for 3 years. And then before that, I was working at Stanford Hospital for 4 years. I was in the kitchen as a cook.
And don't say the address, but what city or town do you still live in Norwalk?
Yes.
How were you involved in that May of 2021 incident in which there was a group of you guys, you know, you're going to go to Waterbury?
Yeah, me and a couple friends went out just to meet with some females. When we got there, they were nowhere to be found, so we all decided to go back to Norwalk. Like I said, I was in the other car, I wasn't in the car with them. And I don't know what happened in that car ride with them. And that's when we got back to Norwalk. They got into a little scuffle.
And who's they?
You want me to say their name?
Sure. They're not here.
Where it says Maine and the other one, T, like he said, they got into a little scuffle. I guess the gun got tossed into the drain because he was nervous. He didn't know if he gave his gun back, he didn't know what he was going to do to him. So he threw the gun in the drain. And I just got dropped off. I just saw the scuffle. I broke the fight up, and that's all I did. I just broke the fight up, and that was it.
And were you friends with Maine?
That's honestly my cousin. That's my grandmother's grandfather's grandson.
I watched it, but okay.
Yeah. It's my cousin. It's my second cousin.
That's okay.
It's my second cousin, yes.
Second, okay.
Yes.
And did you see him throw the firearm in the storm drain?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you there when the police arrived?
No.
You left?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever interviewed regarding that case?
Yes. The police honestly came knocking at my door the next morning, and then I went to the police station and I talked to them. Yes, I have.
Yes, and you gave a statement regarding seeing me?
Yes. Yes, it's in here. Yes.
Thank you.
And when you were at the police station, I believe you didn't want to answer the identity of somebody that was handling the firearm? You said, you know, you didn't want to identify the person, you might have been fearful of reprisal or something like that.
I honestly don't remember, honestly.
You don't remember that?
I really don't remember, but I really don't. I apologize. I really don't.
And you said when you started your testimony, you said that you don't associate with most of these guys. Are there still some
Gage Snyder.
Excuse me?
Gage Snyder, the one I said who has his pistol permit and does the passage to him. Gage Snyder.
You still hang around with him?
Yes.
Okay. And has he been in trouble with the law?
Not at all. He's a teacher. He's a teacher. He works at a school with kids. Like I said, no. He's a good guy. Teacher. Everybody loves him. No. Doesn't get in trouble at all. Not at all.
Thank you.
Questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I just hope I hope you guys pass me because I feel I'm a good guy and I feel I deserve it. That's all.
Lieutenant, any statement?
So basically, when the chiefs reviewed the appellant's application, it's understandable that some of the incidents were 10 years prior to the application. I think their biggest concern was that then it occurred in 2017 with the shooting, being involved with the group, and then even more recently, this night out with the group of guys with a convicted felon as part of the group that they're hanging out with. And then with the firearm being a part of it on the person who was revoked was, you know, concerned, but then also just the whole issue of the fight and it being thrown down a storm drain and where that gun is at this point was part of their concern. So it was basically the prolonged activity and association along with the proximity of the 21 case to the application.
Thank you. Refactual?
This is a denial by the Norwalk Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The base of the denial are incidents and associations with convicted felons and persons with criminal histories. The lieutenant discussed four different incidents, one in May in 2014 when the appellant was just interviewed along with some other parties regarding a fight. The appellant has no criminal history. The other persons involved had criminal histories. In October of 2014, the appellant was involved in a motor vehicle stop. He was the operator. Didn't say what the motor vehicle stop was for, but he had at least one passenger that had multiple felony convictions. In 2017, the appellant was the victim of a shooting along with two other persons. The lieutenant stated that the appellant was somewhat uncooperative regarding his involvement with the matter. And in May of 2021, about 2 years prior to him applying, the appellant was with a group of persons, had like a night out with two different vehicles. A permittee who had his firearm with him had it taken by a convicted felon. That firearm was dropped down the storm drain but never recovered. The appellant has no criminal history. He does volunteer work with one of the state reps in the area, is 30 years old, has a very steady work history.
Comments by the board? Seeing none. Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 5-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you both.
Okay. So what's next?